Today's case challenges China's excessive government support for growers of wheat, corn, and two varieties of rice. The excessive government support that China provides to these growers exceeds the firm commitments it made when it joined the WTO in 2001. In 2015, the aggregate value of support China provided to producers of these commodities was nearly $100 billion in excess of China's permitted level of domestic support. And by distorting Chinese prices, these subsidies encourage Chinese farmers to increase production to the detriment of U.S. exporters of competitively priced corn, rice, and wheat. That represents a direct hit to American farmers who are not subsidized in excess of the United States WTO commitments and face unfairly limited export opportunities.